I'm Celeste Headlee. This is On Second Thought. Tomorrow is a big day for me, for a lot of people, actually. The popular animated show Archer returns for its 7th season on the FX network. If you have never seen Archer, the first thing you should know is it's not for kids.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Forget the glass, Woodhouse. Just give me the pitcher. For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
The lead character is a womanizing, hard-drinking, recklessly violent super spy named Sterling Archer, and his colleagues have very few redeeming qualities. There's a crazy doctor with no regard for morality or ethics, an ex-girlfriend named Lana who's hell-bent on vengeance pretty much all the time, and Sterling's own neglectful mother, to name just a few. My son describes it as a great show about terrible people. And I love it. I have been a fan since the beginning. If you're a close listener of the show, you've probably picked up on that. We've talked to several of the folks who make Archer come alive, because Archer is made in Atlanta. Animator Kevin Millen was one of the first from the Archer crew to make an appearance on this show.
The thing about making comics and working in TV and when you create something, the people who enjoy that thing want to feel connected to the people who create it.
Atlanta actor and frequent guest Lucky Yates gives voice to the mad doctor Krieger.
I can only hope that I am Krieger for the rest of my life. All of it appeals to all of my nerdy delights.
And actor Amber Nash voices Pam Poovey, a smart-mouthed glutton with a delicious Midwestern accent.
Is that a reel you'll think about it, or a Pam, if your pig Leon wins a blue ribbon at the county fair, maybe we won't kill him and eat him for Easter dinner and render what's left into soap, you'll think about it? It's because I never really got over that.
One of the coolest things about Archer is that it's created right here in Georgia. The animation studio where the show is drawn, edited, and mixed is just about a mile away from our studios here at GPB. And last month, I paid them a visit.
Each department and,
tell us your name.
Oh, I'm Matthew Branham. I'm the associate producer.
Hi.
Hi. So we're going to start in art direction.
Okay. Two of my producers and Amber Nash tagged along. You'd think she'd visit the studio often since she lives in Atlanta, but
I've actually never had the tour, so I'm really excited. They don't let us voiceover actors in this part of the building.
Oh, well, you can't be trusted, clearly.
I didn't realize until I looked it up that Dr. Krieger's real name is Algernoff.
I know, isn't that funny? It's a weird name. And the crazy thing is people assume that the studio's in here and come here to record. But,
oh.
So we never see anybody unless we stop by for like some, because there's a taco truck or something.
We started our tour in a department that really demonstrates why Archer is so unique. The illustration style they use is hyper-detailed. You can see the folds in Archer's jacket, every groove in the tread of his sports car's tires. And they achieve that, in part, with the help of photography.
You want it lower?
No, that's fine. I was going to have you raise the near arm.
Hi, I'm Courtney Hicks.
Hi, Courtney.
I'm doing some photo ref.
Who are you the photo ref for?
Right now it's Lana. Yep, I do all the ladies except for Pam, and yeah.
You're not the right size for Pam, quite.
No, I've got another illustrator for that.
Yeah, and you're taking the photos.
Yeah, I'm Thomas Boucher, and I take photos of her when she's posing, and then she takes pictures of me when I do all the mail.
Yeah, he does all the mail ref. We're kind of moving quickly through this episode, so we're kind of ahead of things, but we get the docs here, and it has the character, and the board
the
references.
Yeah,
what they're wearing.
Sometimes we have their actions listed out. On here, we just have the shots listed. We don't have their actions. So we're ourselves going through the boards, finding what shot they're in.
So right now we were doing this gesture here where she's doing like a palms forward. So we just go through and do each of them for each character.
Now, have you guys done photo ref for other animated series?
Nope, this is the only one.
Because this is a realistic one as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, it's such sort of a lifelike style that it helps to have real people pose for it. It gives you the right proportions and anatomy.
So I assume you have on really high heels because you're Lana.
Yes, indeed. All the women tend to have very high heels.
Yes, they do. So, I mean, how long, let's say you're doing a day of photo refs, how long is that you standing there making gestures?
Wow. It can be a whole day. Sometimes it'll be a whole day of shooting lady
like
ref.
8-9 hours?
Mm-hmm. And we'll take a break for lunch.
The males usually have a lot more stuff.
It's true. So that can take a day and a half or so.
But we're both down here because if she's not posing, she's shooting. vice versa.
Yeah, so it's usually a couple days of just being down here shooting photos.
And do you ever get to have to do, I mean, what's the weirdest pose you've had to make?
Oh, that's hard. Probably when Lana gave birth for me. It was, yeah, it was a whole lot of me on the table in a million different angles, just like faking childbirth. So that got pretty interesting.
How many hours were you doing that?
That was days. There were days a lot of angles of Lana doing that.
Isn't it a two-parter segment?
Yeah. And, you know, if they changed angles partway through, we needed people on the ladder shooting down of it, up to it. I mean, it was easy for me. I was just laying there.
In that position
but,
for most of
us. Yeah.
But you had a sheet over your
lower
extremities.
I did. Yeah, usually we're pretty good about keeping things covered, but, you know.
Yeah.
You have to be ready to do some odd poses, so it was never really a problem.
They shoot more than people in the photo ref department. There are also items that make up the background of each scene in Archer. Furniture, glassware, weapons, every shape of liquor bottle known to man.
Yeah, we have a very impressive collection of all the alcohol bottles.
Someone had to drink all of that.
Yep. I don't think it was too much of a trial for them, but yeah. Do you have your brilliantly constructed air horn?
Yeah, it's that
one. Megaphone? A lot of times if we don't have something, rather than going out and buying constantly, we try to create. And this is one that Thomas made. Yeah, isn't that great? It's like a perfect representation. So we took one of the guns that we have, and we cut up a folder, or Thomas did, and he bent it and taped it to make the megaphone. And he even wrapped a paper inside to be the technical gizmo in the center.
Yeah, we try to get as close as we can with stuff, because a lot of times, especially with like guns and things, we're using a specific weapon, a type of gun in the episode. So we'll get something that's as close as it can be, and then a lot of times upstairs we'll have a 3D model that then we can superimpose over the photo to get it at the right angle.
And what's the weirdest prop you've had to either find or make?
That's right. Krieger had a gun that made people poop, a brown sound gun. And that was a really we had to make it out of a super soaker, I believe, with a few other things taped to it. We may have deconstructed it at this point, but it was pretty impressive. Yeah, it helps to be creative on many levels in this studio.
So where do those photos wind up after they're taken? Our next stop is upstairs at the art department. That's where we ran into our old friend, storyboard artist, Kevin Mellon.
Well, here's a face that we know. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. So what are you doing right now?
Right now we're storyboarding the second to last episode of this season.
Explain what a storyboard is.
Sure. Adam Reed writes the script, and then we get it and do rough drawings that kind of provide the visual blueprint for how the rest of the show will actually be animated. It lets them know what 3D items to build, how to paint, like what backgrounds they need, what character poses to draw and animate, and stuff like that.
How much artistic license do you get at that point?
Quite a bit, because, I mean, the show does have some, like, you know, style dictations, but, like, it's mostly we start with a blank page of this words of the script, and then we just draw it all out. We take and we do, like, a rough sketch like that, where it's, like, a stick figure pass.
Yeah, stick figure with, you know, circles for drapes.
Yeah, and then we'll do a secondary rough pass that then goes to directors, producers that we review internally. Justin Wagner, he's the other storyboard supervisor on the show.
What are the rules for movement?
That's a good question. It is because we're what's called a limited animation show.
Explain what limited animation is.
Sure. The stuff you're used to with like Disney and like hand-drawn animation, stuff like that, it's very like they're drawing a drawing for like every frame, 24 frames a second, 24 drawings. We're doing what's called puppets, where they draw one thing and then animate that one thing. But we have to keep in mind the limitation of those things. So if I draw an arm moving, I realize, oh, I'm not going to be able to have the arm coming at the screen. We don't do that. It's going to be more of a, this is a side shot of an arm or a, you know, something more limited, something where it's
also,
not a...
Yeah, Archer is a very talking heads kind of show. Comedy is through the dialogue. But then we'll get a script that will have a 5-page car chase sequence in it that... requires
chasing
us
each other in the snow.
Right. Yeah. That requires us to break the mold of people standing around and being at limited animation. We actually have to in depth, and that's something we do in storyboards, make it a no-brainer of what action is going to be happening, and sort of we're doing the beats of a fight or stuff like that, and also figuring out what we can actually make look good.
Yeah. So it's a lot of like as we've gotten better at making the show, we're able to do more things. So if you look at season one, fight scenes, car chases, you know, like it was a big deal when they did the Monaco chase in I think that was season two. Was that season?
Yeah. The car race.
Right, yes. But that was all like Photoshop painted cars, whereas now we have a whole 3D department that's animating 3D cars. So it's like our car chases are much, you know, we've taken even greater steps, you know, with that stuff.
Is it always this quiet in here?
Yes. During the day, towards the end of the day, I think people start to just not have as much work to do or just sort of give up.
We just relax. But most of the time, everyone's got headphones. Everyone's kind of like, especially in the animators, they're listening to lip flap, you know, or lip sync or whatever, and they're doing that.
Did you say lip flap?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
That's what they say about you, Amber.
I know.
When you're talking, it's called lip flap.
Yeah, I know.
Lip flap is how they animate the lips.
Oh, it's, yeah. Try to dial it back now, Kevin.
Yeah.
After illustration, you add 3D effects, and then animation. The voice work you heard Kevin and Justin talk about is another thing that makes Archer special. The actors are scattered all over the country, but they manage to create a chemistry. And the editors then use their audio as a guide to craft scenes.
So what do you edit?
We take the script, and then we kind of do what we call a radio play, which is we take all the VO that's recorded by all the VO artists and then assemble voiceover artists for
that's
those.
Better than Kevin said, lip flap.
Yeah. And based on the script, we basically assemble an edit that has no picture. It'll have all the voiceover sound effects and music all put to one thing, but it won't have any video on it. So when the storyboarders are working together, when they're working on their stuff, we get it much later on, and then we assemble everything and edit. It's the very first pass of everything.
So you're our brethren. You're doing all the audio.
Yes.
And I think that Matt and Adam, this technique is a bit different than other animated shows where they'll be combining the images and the voiceover together at the same time. But the process that Matt and Adam came up with long ago when they were working on C-Lab was because our shows are more dialogue-driven, we don't really rely on sight gags and stuff like that for comedy. It's always usually in the dialogue. So they've always thought, if it's funny just in a radio play, it's going to be funny once we put picture to it as well.
But that may not work with a different writer.
That's totally true, yeah. It's unique to him, I think, in his style of creating dialogue. And the other thing is that what people are usually surprised by is that everyone is recorded separately. And then Pierre and another editor named Brad or Christian, they'll put it together. And everybody always thinks, oh, it sounds like they're all in the same room recording together. But I think that's a testament, A, to Adam's writing, and then B, to our editors who are able to put it together and make it sound like these people are having a conversation in the same room.
Yeah.
This is an older episode. Just to kind of give you a sample of how we go about creating a radio play.
Told ya!
Damn it, Pam. This is exactly what a man should wear to a...
Holy Max! Yeah, and just a heads up.
Casey and Eric will give notes on these things, and we'll watch it over and over and over, and then we'll deliver it at some point.
Yeah, and just a heads up.
Damn it, Pam. How about a... Oh, wait, by heads up, did you mean...
Our last stop was a sit-down with Archer executive producer Matt Thompson. Matt had a lot to say about the evolution of the show and his longtime partnership with show creator Adam Reed. But one of the most fascinating things we talked about was what the city of Atlanta means to the production of Archer and the animation industry.
When somebody has an animation company, for the most part, they have the people who make all the decisions. And then they say, you guys over there, go make us our widgets, give us our widgets back, and then we'll futz with the widgets. But what we have is a company that does everything. We do not farm out anything. Everything that we do for Archer and the other shows that we make for FX and Fox is done inside of this building. The only reason that we can do that, there's only one reason, and that's because of the Georgia Film and Television Tax Incentive. without that, we would transform into a top. We would transform into what everybody else is, which is a top company, which is the high end people stay, make the decisions, but you ship it. You ship it out.
What's the benefit of having everybody in-house other than
fast speed? You can get everything done quickly. And animation, it's a big function of your price gets driven up by how much time it takes you to make it. So it's just basically a knob that adjusts between time and money, time and money. And when you have everybody in the same room together, so if you were here walking around, you would see that there's no walls or anything really. Everybody's sitting right next to each other like a giant 1920s sweatshop, and like, you know, there's going to be a fire and everybody's going to be dead in a second. But okay, let's just edit that part out, maybe. but it's not that way because we're mean. You sit next to the person next to you, and the directors instantly know as they walk around what they're doing, why that's wrong or why it's right or why that's a better idea, and it makes everything go faster. But you know how like the show is voiced here, it's edited here, it's drawn here, so that. You can do all that. You can spin all those plates. But it does create inefficiencies that happen because I didn't want it like that. Or what language are you speaking? I don't understand that.
Our thanks to Archer executive producer Matt Thompson, associate producer Matthew Brennan, and the entire show crew who chatted us up and showed us around Floyd County TV studios in Atlanta. We have more, a lot more, from our tour of the animation house where Archer is created. You can find it online. Just visit On Second Thought at gpbnews.org and check it out. Also, listen again tomorrow. The voice of Sterling Archer, H. John Benjamin, will be our guest. Archer Season 7 starts tomorrow night on FX. And that's our show for today. But as always, we love to hear from you. And I'd like to know about cartoons. They've gotten a lot more sophisticated in recent years. New styles of animation and some pretty risque humor have drawn new audiences, adult audiences, to a genre that was once designed for kids. So, do you have a favorite animated show? Maybe it's an old classic or one that's currently on TV. Call us at 404-500-9457. We're also on Twitter at OST Talk. Or you can post on Facebook. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day.